Afternoons with Andy Potter on BBC Radio Derby.
What's great about doing this programme is sometimes you can press a button and play a song.
The first time I saw you, I knew I was falling too fast. You reassured me that what we were feeling would last. So I held you close in my arms, then I surrendered my heart. Just like a storybook romance, you played me so well. And the more I believed you, the harder I felt. Something was missing inside, and when I opened my eyes, where were you? Where was I? When our world started crumbling, I searched for a reason why. I looked deep in my heart, trying to find a reason you take all my love and leave me behind.
It's the voice of the woman who's performed with artists including Queen and Cher.
I can remember the past.
But perhaps is most recognisable in her role as that of the powerhouse female vocalist for Meatloaf. American singer Patti Russo heading out on tour next month, which will see her come to Leicester. And I'm really pleased to say I'm listening to her with this record, but she's down in our London studio. How are you?
Hello, Andy. Oh, my God. This is a first. First song ever played in the UK, one of my songs. Thank you so much for that.
We'd like to get on the good side of you.
I'm chuffed to bits.
What's it, you know, we get you on the show, you're doing your own solo tour.
Yeah, how cool is that?
but for all of these years, and I know because I've interviewed him.
Uh-huh. Dun, dun, dun.
Meatloaf.
Yeah.
Do you get any semblance of sense when you're out on the road or not?
I'm me. He's him, you know. He's who he is. I am who I am. I am who I am. And everything's a song.
How did it come together? How did you end up going out on the road?
Though? Well, with him, it's funny that you mentioned that because I actually answered an advert in a paper. In 1993, picked up a newspaper. I was just telling this to someone, actually, and picked up the paper next door. I was working in a hair salon and went next door to go pick up a pack of fags and sat in the back of the hair salon and was looking through and found that he actually put an ad in the paper looking for a singer to tour the Bat 2 album and that tour. So the rest is history.
But you've got to look after your own, though. You've got to look after your voice as well. When did you know you had this big voice?
Well, I think it's in the family. You know, I'm Italian, so everybody in my house growing up, you know, everybody was saying, you know, it's a constant. It was a given. So, but the voice was, yeah, definitely. I always tell everybody that while my mother was stirring the sauce and I'd be sticking bread in there for Sunday dinners, and she'd be hitting me with the spoon to get the, and I, so I'd be like vocalizing without realizing. I was like, no. So all of a sudden you didn't realize that.
In a household like that, then you're not backward at coming forward, are you?
But I'm punch.
So, I mean, as I said, you work with Cher and Queen and lots of the big artists around the globe. To be a singer and do things like that and sort of be sharing the stage, as it were.
I was sharing the stage with Cher. I mean, that was a crazy one, just getting that gig, because she was talking about Cher for a moment. She was my idol growing up, and we have the same birthday, and I can remember as a kid, you know, grabbing the candles off of the dining room table. That was my microphone, putting on all my mother's, little 90s and just flinging my hair back and forth and wanting to be Cher. And, cut to like 20, 30 something years later, I was on a chance flight from the UK going to LA to do a TV show with Meatloaf and his daughter. and run into some friends of mine who happened to be there flying in from the UK to go out on the road with Tina. And as fate would have it, we're all staying at the same hotel, meet downstairs at the bar, which we all, which eventually happens, met one of the guys that happens to be touring with Cher as well. And I said, man, if she ever needs a singer, you know, she's ever looking for somebody, please keep me in mind. And you never expect to get that phone call. And blimey, I did.
So just look. Play a big
it's
part.
It's crazy. I mean, it's just the way my life has been. I mean, it's just random things. You know, I mean, I used to warm up to Queen before all the Meatloaf shows. And then, you know, one day we were doing Wembley Arena and Brian was there. And I was just like, you know, for me, who's one, you know, I mean, I'm never at a loss for words. I mean, my jaw was just like poof. And you know, then just becoming friends. I mean, Brian's a great guy. And then one thing led to another. And who the hell would realize that I'd actually be singing with them? I mean, I did a gig with them. The most memorable one was in Amsterdam for the Queen's Day Festival. And in front of 90,000 people, here I am singing The Show Must Go On. And Under Pressure and Another One Bites the Dust. I mean, I'm looking around. I'm going, Is this the Twilight Zone? This is happening. This is really happening.
But that was going to be my question. When you do look around and you see who's next to you on stage.
Yeah, it takes, you know, definitely, you know, you have a minute there. And it's just, I don't believe it. You know, it's crazy because up until now, I never had any representation. It was just all these crazy random events that have brought me here to you, Andy, at this moment. And look, today you played my song. None of my songs have ever been on the radio.
Well, that's it. We're friends forever now.
That's it. We are tied and joined.
We're gonna have a break, and we're going to play another one of the songs that you are on.
Ah.
So it's you and me together for this one. And then we'll come back and talk more about what you're going to be doing on your solo tour.
Yay!
After this.
Okay, thanks.